WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A Metro fare increase and service cuts this summer are looking more certain. The Metro Board's Finance Committee is expected this week to approve General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's budget proposal. Wiedefeld acknowledged yesterday that his budget is tough medicine for the region, but he says the steps are necessary to head off even worse financial trouble for the transit agency. Well, the lack of snow or any real precipitation this winter means drought alerts are starting up.
John Dillo, the U.S. Geological Survey has had his eye on stream levels.
The streams like the Anacostia and Rock Creek are flowing at levels that are comparable to what we were seeing at this time of year in 2002, which we know was the last time we had a significant drought that we endured here in the region.
Though he says the Potomac's a bit higher since it gives a more regional look. The U.S. Drought Monitor indicates most counties around D.C. are in a severe drought.
It's just not raining. It hasn't been raining or snowing either as much as we would consider to be normal.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some experts now think the peak bloom of Washington's iconic cherry blossoms may last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days. The Washington Post quotes experts who say the unusually warm weather could actually bring out the blossoms at different times. As of yesterday, the National Park Service says two of the older trees in the tidal basin are already in full bloom. President Trump's revised travel ban executive order goes into effect March 16th, but critics aren't happy.
While the White House says changes in the revised travel ban address the issues that caused roadblocks in federal courts, advocates for immigrants say at its core, nothing has changed. Catherine Tactiquin is with the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
We're really looking at this as Muslim ban 2.0.
Jordan Wells is a staff attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union. He expects continued opposition to this new executive order.
We're going to continue to confront the revised order, both in the courts as well as in the legislature and in protesting on the streets.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The bill dismantling Obamacare is now just a day away from House hearings, and despite years-long Republican vows of ACA repeal, it's still not a sure thing. Despite the GOP's control of Congress, the legislation would limit future federal funding for Medicaid and would loosen rules imposed for health plans directly purchased by individuals, while also scaling back insurance subsidies. Some moderate Senate Republicans worry that fewer people will have coverage. There was a small gathering in Annapolis yesterday on the 160th anniversary of a notorious Supreme Court ruling.
I'm here today with my wife, Carol Tawney, and my daughter, Kate Tawney Billingsley, to participate in a process of reconciliation with the Scott family.
Now, do the names Tawney and Scott sound familiar? Well, Charlie Tawney, who spoke yesterday, is the great-great-grandnephew of Chief Justice Roger Brooke Tawney, who wrote the decision reaffirming slavery in a case brought by Dred Scott. His great-great-granddaughter, Lynn Jackson, was there yesterday.
10 years ago, we started the Dred Scott Heritage Foundation and said, let the healing begin. And I really feel like a lot has happened, but this is the icing on the icing to have you and your family here.
Yesterday was the 160th anniversary of the Dred Scott ruling. The city of New Orleans is one step closer to taking down three Confederate-era monuments.
Monument supporters argued that the ownership was uncertain, but a federal appeals court sided with a lower court ruling, which stated the city owns the monuments. The city council voted in 2015 to remove four monuments after a series of heated public meetings. One of those four structures remains tied up in other litigation. I'm Mike Ramirez.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 20,954. The Nasdaq at 58.49. Sports, the Stars end the Caps' home winning streak at 15. College basketball, Howard wins. The Wizards visit Phoenix tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Orioles win. The Nationals have the day off. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A broken down car in the 11th Street Bridge causing some early delays here. Update sponsored by Park Repair Service Experts. Inbound on the 11th Street Bridge, DDOT crews along the right side. They were waiting on a tow truck. 295 as a result. Each direction slowing to get onto the 11th Street Bridge. In fact, on the southbound side, it's linked up as you just about merge off 50 and the BW Parkway, so hefty delays. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, looking good out of Oxon Hill, 210, and no problems reported. Just some of that volume as you push up toward the Capitol Beltway. 270, volume on the increase to Urbana and Hyattstown, as expected this time of the morning. In Adelphi, the crash, northbound Riggs Road, north of University Boulevard, still under police direction, and as a result, slowing in each direction, southbound Riggs Road. You're rubbernecking to check it out. But check me out at 66, volume heading in toward Manassas now, and also through Falls Church. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, really the story. They could gust 40-plus miles per hour today and continue to see just a few spotty showers around. Nothing widespread in the rain bucket, but a better chance we do get some rain as we roll on through the nighttime hours tonight. Today's high 68. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Warrenton, 46 in Bethesda, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. GOP leaders are getting some pushback from within for their Obamacare replacement plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Dan McHugh is a member of the Montgomery County Young Republicans, but he was at a meeting yesterday in Rockville where they're trying to establish sanctuary city policies. We'll also, by the way, at 8:15 talk to a member of the council from Rockville who is proposing that legislation. So a big discussion on that today. 7:35, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia. And at 8:35, our good friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
I'm not talking in preparation for tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is a day without a woman.
Well, you know what? In January, you just stole my thunder.
Okay.
In January, we marched. Well, tomorrow, Heather and I are striking. That's it.
You know what? I've been living without a woman for many years. It's gone just fine.
Yeah, you need him every now and then. Just saying.
About 7 years now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ain't living totally without him. Tomorrow, apparently, well, we had Day Without an Immigrant. So tomorrow is Day Without a Woman. And women are supposed to strike. They're supposed to wear red. And I forgot what the other thing is. They're not supposed to go to work. They're supposed to wear red. So I'm okay. Oh, and not spend money. That's the other thing. Not spend money. That's the third thing.
Well, that could only be a good thing.
Well, I don't spend money anyway, so yeah. I'm not quite sure how this is a big deal. That's what we're supposed to do. So, ladies, you're supposed to wear red, you're not supposed to spend money tomorrow, and you're supposed to not go to work to prove that you're a woman, I guess. I don't know. But here's the thing. Here's the rub, as there always is. So what happens with schools? What happens to schools if teachers decide not to go to school? Well, if you are in Alexandria City Public Schools, you're going to find out, because they have already announced that tomorrow they are closing because more than 300 staff members requested the day off tomorrow. Now, I'm going to assume that they requested the day off and they're going to be using something like a personal day or something like that, because I think that most people will be hard-pressed to find some someone who is going to take the day off and lose income or something along those lines, or it's not a personal day or something like that if they're not going to get paid. So I want to know, can you just, ladies, can you just take the day off tomorrow? Let's ask the guys.
What would happen?
What would happen? Yeah, just take the day off tomorrow. I know the boss here would just look at me and go, oh, I'm sorry, you don't have any days off yet. Are you dead? Is there copious bleeding? Because there is not copious bleeding. Yep. You're coming to work. So that would not be happening. This is not something I'm going to use one of my days off for. So I'm willing to suspect that it's going to be mostly public union members who take off tomorrow. But what does the other flip side to this is when you know schools like Alexandria City Public Schools, what does this do to you as a parent?
Yeah.
If you have kids, what does this do to you as a parent that suddenly they're just closing because a bunch of people are going to just take the day off to show that they're women or whatever the hell? I don't even know what the point is. I'm not quite sure. But here's the deal. All after school activities will continue as planned. Students will not have to make up the day because they have a lot of snow days that they can use. So that's good. After school activities will be planned, and breakfast and lunch will still be provided at certain school locations.
Stop. Full stop. So 300 teachers have said, we want the day off.
Staff.
And so the school system has said, we're going to close for the day to accommodate them.
Yes.
But the lunch ladies have to work.
Well, exactly.
Well, then what's the purpose of that?
What if the lunch ladies don't work?
On one hand, you know, you're going to, you know, stand up and say, I'm a woman and I'm not showing up at work.
Hear me roar.
But you are still making the lunch ladies work. What's up with that, my friends?
Yeah. It doesn't seem exactly very fair.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Would you like
me to sing Helen Reddy right now?
No, but how would this affect you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Let's go right to the phones. Joe in Damascus. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I'm a public school teacher, and I don't miss any time. I got a really bad case of bronchitis. Maybe you can hear it.
I can hear it.
And I'm just wondering if it's really a huge deal because there's been no snow this year. We haven't ourselves even had a single delay, and this has never happened to me before. And if it were the reverse and they were protesting over a conservative cause or didn't involve teachers in a union, would there be the same objections by you guys?
Listen, I think you make a very good point.
It's a great point.
You make a very good point. Well, I mean, you know, look, here's what I'm wondering. I mean, apparently in the district schools and in Montgomery County schools, they're not quite sure what to do because they don't have a good read on how many teachers are going to take the day. And so it may end up that you show up at school tomorrow and a good number of teachers are just not there, have called in sick or otherwise. So what do you do in a situation like that? You just round the kids up?
Dodgeball.
Well, you can't possibly have that many substitute teachers standing by.
Right.
And how many of them are women who might not want to participate? You could find yourself in a real bind. So really, it sounds like that we could have a very interesting day tomorrow, even in the school districts that have decided not to close their doors.
Yeah, and how many women, so it's really a two-point question, how many women can just take off tomorrow? I just don't think, you know, what do you do for a living that you could just take off tomorrow?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for men because the men who come to work while the women are gone have an opportunity to impress the boss.
Heather, we're out. We're out tomorrow. We'll watch these two knuckleheads struggle. Jacob in Harper's Ferry. Jacob, good morning. You're Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Good morning, Jacob.
Be the same if one of us was.
Good morning. Hey, you know, my wife and I aren't taking the day off. We have four kids, so it's not a possibility. But I think next year, when it comes time to count heads, so the schools get the money from the state, those parents keep the kids home as a payback. You know, this way they're going to freak because they get that money based on head count. And if a whole bunch of kids are out, think about all the money they're not going to get.
Do we know, do they announce counting day?
I believe so, yes.
They do. They announce counting day.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
If you want to stick it to them, then there you go. That's the way to do it.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Thank
Jacob, thank you so much for the call. I love it. Do we have a quick... Andrew in Fredericksburg very quickly here. Andrew, welcome. Your Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
I just think this is engineered by the local teachers union, and I think the reason nobody's worried about the lunch ladies is because they're not the union.
That's right.
Oh, they're not?
No, apparently not.
Okay,
I
thought everyone in school was unionized. I thought schools were totally unionized. I bet you lunch workers are like an SEIU, right?
I don't know.
Interesting. Andrew, thank you for that. I don't know. Maybe if somebody knows, they can let us know.
It's 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In silence. I won't be there. All right, here we go.
Now we're in trouble.
That's right. See?
How will we get there? I'll tell you what, though. On the 11th Street Bridge is where we've been dealing with the broken down car. DDOT says they have cleared that right lane, but boy, it caused early delays here. Coming off of each direction of DC 295, you'll see some activity on the bridge, the flashing lights, the distraction to get in through to town. Now, once you're on the southeast-southwest freeway and toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, we're looking good in each direction. On 95, 395, just the normal pockets of delays in Aquia, Dale City, Landmark, 66, nothing to report as you pass Manassas slowly, and again through Falls Church. And we'll take you into Adelphi, still under police direction, the crash on Riggs Road, north of University Boulevard. And that does slow in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so maybe a chance of rain today. They say a 50% chance of rain, but the other thing you should know, it's going to be kind of breezy. Even so, the temperature will reach 68 degrees today. Tonight, 52, a chance of rain, 80%. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, 64. Thursday, mostly sunny in the mid-60s. And then it turns a bit cooler again on Friday with morning showers and temperatures in the mid-40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
This 45, believe it or not.
Do you really?
I do. Oh my gosh, I used to sing this song. Oh yeah. And then I started paying taxes and it was all over. Tomorrow is Day Without a Woman. And apparently a lot of teachers calling out for tomorrow, right, especially for Alexandria City Schools. So you may ask yourself, well, what about Montgomery County Schools?
I ask myself that all the time.
Exactly.
What about Montgomery County
Schools? Well, I actually have the answer for you. Montgomery County School spokesperson right here.
At this time, really, we're not seeing a significant increase in leave requests, so we haven't made any decisions regarding the 8th, but we are monitoring the situation closely.
They're monitoring
the situation.
So I guess today would be decision day.
Well, I think
tomorrow is the day.
I think it's more fun if you just make everybody bring their kids to school and then let them know there.
Yeah.
That's probably...
That'll go over well.
So what do you do? How many women can actually take off tomorrow? Could you honestly really take off tomorrow? And if you're a parent, what does this do to you?
Well, when people take off work, I see it as an opportunity, and so does Elsie in Virginia. Good morning, Elsie. You're on with Brian and Mary this morning.
All right, good morning. Hey, I'm a little offended. What about nurses? Majority of nurses are women. You know, and what are the patients supposed to do without it? I'm actually off tomorrow, but I'm going to pick up and work, because this is ridiculous. What are we supposed to do tomorrow? What are the patients supposed to do?
So some nurses have apparently decided they're not going to show up, and you're going to pick up the extra shift, right?
Good for her.
No. You know, we didn't even have this discussion yesterday. We're all coming to work.
Good for you.
We're all going to be at work.
You know,
well, that's
right.
Care of these patients.
It's interesting that you had this discussion yesterday, because until yesterday when I saw the report about Alexandria City Schools, I didn't even know that tomorrow was a day without women. They need better PR.
Well, a lot of people do know about it.
Good for you, Elsie.
And I do think it is often being pushed. This is being pushed through the union apparatus.
By and large, that's what this is,
no doubt about it.
Right.
How about Lynn in Hyattsville? You're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning. I work in a hospital in D.C., and I just noticed yesterday that the majority of my coworkers, nurses, are women.
Yeah.
And I was just curious what would happen if some of these people that are, these teachers that are taking off tomorrow had to take one of their kids to the hospital, and, you know, there weren't enough nurses to go around.
Yeah. It would be a very different matter, right, wouldn't it?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so good. They're not thinking of the kids. Once again, teachers are not thinking of the kids. They're thinking of themselves through the union.
Right, exactly.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate the call. Fred and Bowie has a great question. Good morning, Fred.
Hi. Well, what about the bus drivers?
Yeah.
Open the schools up to feed the kids, which is good. But then you're going to have the bus drivers just bust them in just for the food. And why is it red? Why is it a communist color? You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Yeah, I maybe pink was taken by another cause. I have no idea. But they had the pink hats, so they could go with the pink thing because that was what they wore at the march.
The question could be, let's say Montgomery County. What if a bunch of female bus drivers decide they're going to take the day off and they call in at the last minute and say, "I won't be there tomorrow"? Well, then you can't even get the kids to school.
Yeah,
it's going to be really interesting to see how many things pop up tomorrow morning during our morning drive.
What is the point though to inconvenience people and make them mad at you? I mean, to show how important you are. Everybody does a job that's important. So you're no more important than somebody else who does a job. I mean, we're all important, right? Well, isn't every job?
Listen, I think that's what they're trying to show. But here's the thing I think may happen is if you don't show up for work, what happens if they find out we did just fine without you? What if that is
their union? That's not going to happen.
Not everybody who's going to do this is going to be union. If you take the day off tomorrow and everything rocks along perfectly, then I think the bosses are going to stop and say, "Well, just how valuable is that human being? How valuable is that person to our operation? If we were able to move on without missing a beat, maybe we need to rethink this whole thing." I think you're taking a risk here if you do this. I mean, look, if you want to do it, knock yourself out. Have a great time. I don't care. But the bottom line is, I think that there are a lot of downside to this as well as what you think is the upside, which is to make a point. You may make the point, you may lose your job.
I would love to see that, but I just don't think it's going to happen because I think a majority of them are going to be union and they'll be protected. I really do.
Yep.
Fred in Stafford. Fred, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning. I just want to point out tomorrow is International Women's Day in Russia, where all the men take their wives to dinner and bring them flowers. And this goes back to the old days of communism. And I wonder if there's any relationship between the old days of communism and our union guys who are pushing this Women's Day.
Well, they did choose today because it is International Women's Day. That is, so it's actually International Women's Day everywhere because it's international. But I guess it does come from that, Russia. I don't know.
I just want to be on record. I'm in favor of women. I just want them to show up for work.
That's because we're valuable.
622 on WMAL.
Whether you need a new central air conditioning system or an after-hours heating repair, the experts at ARS Rescue Router are here to help with all of your heating and cooling needs 24 hours a day. ARS Rescue Router, making it work, making it right. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do the same. Did you know that your carpets should be professionally deep cleaned at least once a year? Well, with spring upon us, it's time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets. A Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean Oriental rugs, wood, tile floors, even upholstery. And for WMAL listeners, here's a great offer. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. That's a huge savings. Don't wait. Now, this offer is not going to last long. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, ZeroReZ.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single
pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
More of your calls straight ahead, 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What's in store for the morning commute? Well, inside the Beltway, 50 delays, actually improving right at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, and that's because the earlier crash gone. It's now, once you get on to 295, it is a continuous delay to the inbound 11th Street Bridge, which is sizable, to say the least. Had the broken down on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, DDOT tells me they've cleared the right lane now. Now it's about trying to clear out these major delays. North on 295 slows as well near the Suitland Parkway. Heading across the Wilson Bridge pretty much with ease right now. I'm not seeing too much of a backup there. 210 northbound as you push past Palmer Road, Livingston Road, and up toward the Beltway. Just some of that stop and go, but lanes are reported open. For 95 in Aquia, slowing Dale City volume. Heading in toward Newington and Lorton area into Newington. That's where we had some of the stop and go as well. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather quickly returning now this week on a south-southwesterly breeze. Clouds in, some showers around this morning. Even a threat for showers this afternoon. Maybe some steadier rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees. It is now 627 on WMAL.
We got to talk to Katie in D.C. quickly here. Katie in D.C., good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hi, I just found this to be a humorous step backwards. We as women fought so hard to leave the home and join the workforce, and now essentially we're volunteering to stay home and do nothing.
But see, the point is, though, is that you're proving how valuable you are, and you're proving how much you're needed in the workforce by not going to work. See? And that's...
I just think it's counteractive. It just, to me, is not very logical.
And what I also find interesting, what are people going to do on this day off? That's the other thing. What are women going to do? Because we're not supposed to spend money either. So what do we do? Sit at home?
I guess.
That's boring. Maybe go to a march. I was thinking a march would have been organized.
Yeah, no march. Just a day off.
All right. Well, I'm going to enjoy it.
It is now 628 on WMAL.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works. Like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures. Giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents. Providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV in Baltimore area soon. Call 1-800-726-7047 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call.
Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call now.
Well, coming up, dear listeners everywhere, you may have had this experience, but I'm just now going through it. I'm teaching my daughter to drive, and I need your advice, and I need your counsel. Get on the phone right now. We'll talk about it after the news. It's now 6:30 in the nation's capital. And the number again, 888-630-9625. Please help me. I need your help.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro fare hikes and service cuts are looking more certain this summer. Transit agency leaders are moving ahead with the plan announced earlier to raise fares and cut service to help balance the budget in the coming fiscal year. The Metro Board's Finance Committee is expected to endorse the budget proposal this week. The bill repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act goes before House committees tomorrow.
House Republicans finally unveiling their bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. But already there are some major fault lines here emerging within the Republican Party. Within hours, there was criticism and concern coming from many Republicans. And even the White House isn't yet fully endorsing this bill, only calling it an important step forward.
Sunland Sarfati. Thousands of American Indians are gathering in Washington for 4 days of protest against the Trump administration and the Dakota Access Pipeline. The activities that start today will culminate Friday in a march to the White House. Sioux tribes oppose the $3.8 billion pipeline to move North Dakota oil to Illinois. The TSA is warning local police around the country about its new airport pat-down procedure, and they're warning them because the pat-downs involve gestures that, if you or I did it, we could be arrested.
The issue here is the more invasive pat-down, which could cause some passengers to notify authorities. It isn't exactly clear where and how TSA screeners will be touching passengers under the new pat-down procedure, but the TSA's own website does note that officers can use the back of their hands to pat down what it calls sensitive areas of the body. The new procedure replaces five different kinds of pat-downs previously used. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,954, the NASDAQ at 5849. Sports, the Caps lose to the Stars. College basketball, Howard wins. The Wizards are on the road tonight to take on the Suns. Exhibition baseball, the O's win. The Nets had Monday off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, 395. The volume in Aquia. We had the incident near 630 Courthouse Road. That's now over to the shoulder. 395 off the Beltway toward King Street. And again at the 14th Street Bridge as we get underway with this early commute. DC 295. Very slow to get southbound and toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. But when you get on the bridge, you'll find travel lanes open. Those big delays were caused by the earlier broken down. It's now towed out of there, so lanes have been reopened. Inbound New York Avenue as you come off of both 50 and 295. Seeing those delays, signal light delays up to Bladensburg Road, and then just a brief delay past Florida Avenue and toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, in Adelphi, Riggs Road, north of University Boulevard, that's where we had the crash. It was under police direction. College Park on the inner loop of the Beltway as you pass Route 1, past that exit, that long lineup for Route 1, that's where we had the crash. Should be mostly contained to the shoulder, but that's a distraction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing to rule now, as temperatures will be even warmer today than they were yesterday, about 68. A lot of overcast on a gusty south-southwesterly wind. And a few showers. Showers become a steady rain tonight, mild 52. And quite breezy tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. We could have snow here by the tail end of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Arlington, 50 in Waldorf, and 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to be talking to a guy who was at this meeting last night in Rockville. He's Dan McHugh, Republican Young, Montgomery County Young Republicans. And he was at this meeting last night in Rockville where they were talking about establishing sanctuary city policies. At about 8:15, we'll talk to a council member who's proposing that legislation. It was quite the meeting. At 7:35 this morning, Dan Bongino. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. And at 8:35, our good friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. And Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
I need the help of the dedicated audience here at WMAL. You've become my friends over the years. And I turn to you for wisdom and counsel from time to time. And This is one of those times where I really do need your help. And so get on the line right now. 888-630-9625. Help me out. Maybe you've been through this whole thing. Maybe you have, you've been in a situation where you had to go through it with your parent. And maybe you are the parent who's had to do, I'm teaching my daughter to drive. Mm-hmm. And this is a very tough moment for a parent. First of all, it's tough because, okay, it's scary. Let's be honest, it can be a little scary. Then it's tough because you're also in the process of giving your child independence and freedom from you. I mean, that's ultimately what you're doing, right? So I want your help here. Give me some tips. If you're a parent that's done it, I want to know how you went through it and what was the most valuable thing you learned in the process. If you're a kid and you've been through it, what was the worst thing your parents did? Because I don't want to do that thing. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WML. Just a quick story. So I started this weekend. and we basically in a parking lot, big parking lot, not far from where I live, and went driving around the parking lot. Did that for about 30 minutes, and that went really well. No big issues. Then we moved into a very quiet neighborhood nearby where there's not a lot of traffic. Nice curving streets everywhere, no straight line. You can give her a sense of what it is to drive down a street where there are actually cars parked and people moving about, but not many. And that went really, really well. And then I got onto a major thoroughfare and was just going to go up a couple of blocks and then turn back into a neighborhood. But we missed the turn.
Oh.
We didn't make the turn. And the next thing you know, we're on a major road in Montgomery County on a Saturday at about 11 o'clock, and there's a lot of traffic, people moving about, going and doing their shopping on Saturday mornings, and there was this sort of freak-out moment. What do I do? What do I do?
Right.
I kept my calm, and we made it through the intersection, pulled into a parking lot of a shopping center, and I made her buy me lunch. No, I bought her lunch. But the matter was, we didn't anticipate pushing it that far, that soon, right. But she did great. Okay. She did really good. So I will be honest with you. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm trying not to show it. I'm trying to be encouraging. I'm trying to be positive. I am keeping my finger very, very close to the button that engages the parking brake, because that's the only thing I got. Over there.
I gotcha.
So that's what I'm doing. But what is your advice to me? Give me some help here, because I want to do this well. Let's start off with Fred in Woodbridge. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Well, Brian, my dad taught me before we even got in there that you're driving a 3,000-pound machine that can kill you and can kill others. So put a little fear into it. And then as I raised my boys, I told them they could not mess with the phone or the radio except at a stoplight.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have problems with that. I mean, I have somehow become the parent of a very responsible child. I mean, immensely responsible child. Someone who takes rules and things very, very seriously. So I don't think I'm going to have those problems. But you're right. It is important to remind kids, this is a big vehicle. This hurts people if you don't do something right, if you're not paying attention. And I think one of the things that we have talked about is, you know, the radio and the iPod and the phone and all that kind of stuff. I think in that particular case, I'm in good shape. Thank you, though. Howard and Laurel, what do you say? Give me some advice. I'm a dad. I'm just trying to do this right.
Well, for her, I suggest some full-size construction cones to practice the parking. Serious business.
Yeah. Parallel parking, especially. That seems to be the original.
Parallel parking, last time I checked, they removed it from the Maryland test.
Is that right?
After I did my daughter.
Huh.
I cursed Maryland for that, by the way. But for you, I suggest a nice, thick tongue depressor that you put between your teeth so you don't bite your tongue off. Seriously, and I've got a number for a doctor who could write you a Valium.
Yeah, maybe.
but seriously, though, one serious piece of advice. When it comes time to take the test, sign her up to take the test in Hagerstown. They're infinitely nicer and more patient than they are in the metro area.
Thank you for that advice. I really appreciate it.
Let me ask a quick question. They're getting rid of the parallel parking test.
Yeah, but you still got to parallel park. Yeah.
You still have to know how to parallel park. And this is kind of like our discussion about cursive writing the other day. It's still a necessary skill, especially around here where there is a ton of parallel parking that needs to be done with the meters and everything else.
Yeah.
So I could see in a rural area getting rid of parallel parking because you never have to parallel park. But around here, this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. How about Alex in Maryland? Help me out, Alex. I'm in need of your advice.
You're in trouble, man. First of all, I tell you this. Get yourself a clunker for her to drive. Do not let her drive a nice car. And I'm telling you from experience, my friend, and I did the same thing you did. I went to all the small, you know, the calm neighborhoods, and she did great. I took her in a parking lot. Then I took her on the 301 and had her drive me up to Lowe's. And I said, you know, she's trying to get out of traffic. I said, honey, you just have to look for the... You got to look for the opening and then make sure that you hit the accelerator. And she just, what she did was she closed her eyes and cut into traffic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you don't close your eyes.
So far, I don't sense that she's going to be a nervous driver. But I do since that when we moved onto that major road in Montgomery County, she was a little tense about it.
Of course.
But, you know, I want to tell you a story that happened to me when I was learning to drive that I've remembered, and I'm waiting for that moment for this lesson to be passed on to the new generation. 644 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
If you're really serious about home security and keeping your family safe, listen up. You know, we all want to protect our families, and you hear these stories of neighborhood break-ins, and you think, well, that won't happen to me, but you know what? It can. So make sure you and your family and your precious stuff is all protected with an Ackerman security system. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, best of all, about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. It's easy, costs you nothing. You can switch your existing equipment over to Ackerman's system in a matter of minutes. Ackerman has free in-home security analysis. And if you like the bells and whistles and all the new technology, video, see what's going on in your house when you're not there, the ability to lock your doors or change your thermostats remotely with the tap of a smartphone, tablet, or laptop, well, that's just a few dollars more. So get protected and save. And they have a limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. The number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com. 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Brandywine, the broken down truck is northbound on 301 north of McKendree Road. So that's before you even get to the Brandywine crossing shopping plaza. So that's causing a little extra volume each direction, actually, even southbound. We're checking that out. To the Wilson Bridge, quickly with those delays forming before St. Barnabas Road. DC 295 started off with a struggle due to the stalled car on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, which has now cleared. Once onto the freeway, slows past the 3rd Street Tunnel to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. 395 through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. That's where we see that stop and go. Still a bit of a delay here than Stafford. That crash still blocks the left lane. Northbound on 95 right as you come at the 630 Courthouse Road. 66 about the volume for you. On the Beltway College Park, had the earlier minor crash, interloop past the IKEA that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather quickly returning now this week on a south-southwesterly breeze. Clouds in, some showers around this morning. Even a threat for showers this afternoon. Maybe some steadier rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
Oh, 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 I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
That's right. I'm the dad who's now teaching his kid how to drive. And I got to tell you, first round went really, really well. But I want your advice. What do I need to do? What do I need to know? Maybe you're a kid who went through a bad experience with a parent. I want to know what not to do as well. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Very quickly, when I was learning to drive, when I was 16 back in Texas, I remember being in my car. My dad made me learn to drive in a stick shift because he wanted me to know right off the bat how to drive a car with a stick shift, something that is a lost art, I think. And I was at a left-hand turning lane, and there was a big semi right behind me. And I'm in this little 67 Opel Kadett, my first car. And I put it in gear when the arrow turned green, and I started to go, stalled it out, right? You know, and I'm like panicking. Because there's this humongous semi-truck behind me, and I'm like, really? I'm trying to get the car started, put it in neutral, get it back in first gear, and not die again. I didn't want to kill the engine again. I was really sort of freaking out, and my dad said, slow down, everything's fine. I said, but Dad, there's a semi behind me, and he said, that guy had to learn how to drive once. And it was you're right. It's not the end of the world. Take a deep breath. And so I'm remembering, I'm waiting for that moment where I have to pause and take the deep breath. So far, though, it's been great. Anita and Dulles, what do you say? What kind of advice can you give me there?
Well, I raised 6 kids and taught them all how to drive, and I told them the same thing my father told me. Expect the other driver to do the most idiotic, asinine thing in the world, and if they don't, you've got your surprise for the day.
All right, and William and Ashburn, very quickly, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say? What advice do you have for me?
Two things. The first thing would be to have her creep around the parking lot without her foot on the gas, just off the brakes. So she'll be creeping around at like 2-3 miles an hour to practice steering and stopping.
Yeah.
And the other thing is to make sure that she knows about her blind spots. I had my daughter driving on the New Jersey Turnpike, and every time she changed lanes, the other cars were honking at her and dodging out of the way. And I was telling her to look, and she was telling me that she was, but she didn't know about blind spots.
Yeah. And every car has them, so you got to figure out where they are. Absolutely right. All right, 649 on WMAL.
Your annual timeshare maintenance fee just arrived. Painful, I know. So how many times do you keep clubbing yourself in the forehead? If you want out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and for good, log on to TimeshareExitTeam.com, the over-the-counter pain reliever for that chronic pain in the rear end you call your annual maintenance fee. TimeshareExitTeam.com, the experts that guarantee a soothing side effect. No more timeshare. Advanced pain management for the sick and tired of your timeshare.
Whether you need a new central air conditioning system, an after-hours heating repair, or indoor air quality solutions, the experts at ARS Rescue Router are here to help with all of your heating and cooling needs, 24 hours a day. Our work is backed by our exceptional service guarantee, so you can rest assured that we will do everything in our power to earn your satisfaction. ARS Rescue Router, making it work, making it right. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If you've got something to do, how long do you put it off? Come on, let's be real here. I do it. You do it. We all do it. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you need to lose weight? Well, pick up the phone. Don't put it off. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. They will create a strategic plan just for you. Don't put it off. I'm down 25 pounds, and I know every single statistic about my body going into day one. And this week, I know exactly where I'm at and where I need to go. I have a plan, and I follow it. It's really as simple as that. Like me, this will work for you. Coming off the plan isn't a concern either. I feel like I have all the tools now to keep that weight off. EMP 180 Weight Loss is the standard of weight loss here in the DC area. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Going back to the MyVeg and saying, you cost me a lot of misery and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
.com. 859-428-1000.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
More of your calls in just a moment. Right now at 6:53. Let's see exactly how we're doing with your money. Let's check in the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher.
Good morning, Brian. The futures are down this morning. Members of American Indian tribes from around the country are bringing their frustrations with the Trump administration and its approval of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline to the nation's capital. Tribal members are planning to gather at the National Mall today to begin 4 days of activities, culminating with a Friday march on the White House. As soon as today, the Trump administration is expected to announce its agreement with the major auto companies that future mileage and emission standards should be overhauled to reflect the growing consumer demand for larger and less fuel-efficient vehicles such as SUVs and pickup trucks. And the president and ExxonMobil are praising each other after the oil giant announced plans to create thousands of jobs by spending $20 billion over 10 years on plants along the Gulf Coast. Exxon's plan actually started long before Trump entered the White House. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to McLean, Tuesday, March 7th, Bethesda, Wednesday, March 8th, Beltsville and Leesburg, Thursday, March 9th, all 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Back to your calls in a moment. Right now, 6:55. Time for WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, we're moving along. A little bit sluggish near Urbana expected. And then from Germantown into Rock. But lanes are reported open, and through College Park, much better. So no panicking here if you come around the inner loop past New Hampshire Avenue. Those delays have eased to get past Route 1 near the IKEA. That crash gone, the culprit of the earlier delays. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back near Route 5, 210 heavy delays as you push past Palmer Road and heading up toward the Livingston Road and up toward the Beltway. But again, that's just the morning stop and go there. On northbound 5301, that's been slow to get out of Brandywine. We have two earlier incidents reported. Latest one near Accokeek Road. So do watch police response there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds really the story. They could gust 40-plus miles per hour today and continue to see just a few spotty showers around. Nothing widespread in the rain bucket, but a better chance we do get some rain as we roll on through the nighttime hours tonight. Today's high 68. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees in northwest Washington. It's 6:57.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking for your help this morning. Brian and Mary are in the house, but I need a little help because I'm going through this process of teaching my daughter to drive. Give me your best advice. How about Gary in Calvert County? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. Hey, Gary.
Brian, you might be tempted to do this, Brian, because you get paid to talk, but whatever you do, don't do what I did. I over-lectured my daughter. I tend to do that. If somebody asks me for the time, I tell them how to build a watch. and I gave her too much information.
Yeah.
She had a clutch, and I was teaching her how to drive a clutch and telling her all this stuff about downshifting and everything.
Just too much,
first,
right?
Accident. Yeah, she totaled her car, and I heard her talking about it. She said something about downshifting. I said, wait a minute. You didn't just hit the brake? You were actually trying to downshift?
Yeah. So, yeah, TMI, too much information. Sometimes that can be a problem. How about Tom in Gaithersburg? Tom, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Good morning. Number one piece of advice in about 90 miles west of D.C. is a racetrack called Summit Point,
yeah,
West Virginia.
Yeah, I know it.
They host a class It's accident avoidance class, and it's basically a high-performance driver education class taught by race car drivers.
I want to take that class, yeah.
And teach their vehicles on their track. It's amazing. I send my babysitters there. You know, everybody needs to go.
Well, there you go. And
it's fun. I've done it.
I can teach my daughter how to do the J-turn.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll impress them in the high school parking lot, won't it? Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. At J Vince DC says you should just move to Saudi Arabia.
Why? Because women
can't drive.
Yeah.
And Tim says, tell Brian to make sure she can parallel park. I hated learning it, but it was the best skill I ever learned at a 64 Caddy.
Yeah, wow. A 64 Caddy.
That's a big car.
That's a boat, I'm telling
you. Yeah. If you can parallel park that, you can parallel park anything.
Yeah. Let's see. And this, I think Lee's got a good point. Lee, line two, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say, Lee?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Yeah, I just like to say, just like when you bring a new pet into the home and you teach kids responsibility for feeding the dog or walking the dog, same thing with a car. Teach her how to be proficient in changing a tire should she get a flat.
Yep.
Checking all of her oil, her windshield wiper fluid, making sure that she's responsible for that vehicle. The second point I would make is when she's on the road and trying to be aware of her surroundings, most people just look out for other things like what they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher, motorcycles, semi-trucks, everything.
You make a very good point.
I learned all that. I learned how to read the manual. I repaired my window. I knew my father taught me how to change the oil. I knew how to do all that stuff.
I think it's also important to teach them how to run all the buttons because there are a lot of buttons in a modern car. Well, thank you for the advice. Greatly appreciate it. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to delve into this Rockville Council meeting last night where they are trying to establish sanctuary city policies.